Ranchero the other day with a four barrel and a 400 engine. Sucker was some kind of tough. Took it out on the road, stomped it all the way to the floor, and it ain't thrown up a rock yet. And I went down to a used car place and they had a 71 Ranchero with a 351 Cleveland engine. I know it wasn't a Cleveland, it was a Windsor, which ain't supposed to be as hot as the Cleveland. Took it out on the same road, mashed it to the floor, and it didn't quit spinning until it came out of gear and went into 70 miles an hour, you know. So, but, you know, people don't peel off like these. But anyway, I was paying for my own car, and you go around the Mug, which is the local hangout, you know, like the A&W Jesse Winchester sings about. Yeah, right, you know. And you hit a speed breaker, you know, speed, and it just, it'll knock your wheels out of line, especially, you know, in the days of mag wheels and chrome reverses and baby moons, and knock your baby moons off. And it would, if you hit it hard enough, it'd knock your fender skirts off or drag your mud flaps off and this kind of thing, you know. So, yeah, you know, that's just might as well go to the house. And so, you know, we'd arrange for a guy to have a flat and park across that thing, and we'd jack his car up and take a sledgehammer and a chisel and or a wedge, really, and knock it loose and load it up in the back of his car and take it home. You know, just break it up in pieces.
Yeah, public service.
Yeah, speed breakers, though.
Right, okay. What about this thing that I had around here that I had wrapped around my microphone, you know, well, this thing right here, what would you call it?
Rubber band.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about the little metal wire thing that you use to hold papers together?
Paper clip.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ever heard that called anything else?
Mm-hmm. Possibly, but I don't.
Gym clip?
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Again, talking about vehicles, what about some different kinds of vehicles used by the fire department, the police department?
It's a fire truck. Fire truck.
That's just a general term for any kind?
It's a fire truck. You know, if you're out on a highway and, you know, you're telling somebody about it, it's an emergency vehicle, you know.
Yeah.
A 1033, you know, but I mean, it's a fire truck.
Yeah.
The guy that calls on the fire line knows. We have a volunteer fire department, and it's been cited to be the best in the South several times.
Here in Houston?
Mm-hmm. And some beautiful equipment. Got about, you know, two of the newest, best trucks you can buy. A couple of, one 3/4-ton pickup and a small pickup and a volunteer fire department. And the way that works is whenever the fire alarm sounds, we have three men on duty at all times. Not on duty, but they alternate on shifts, 8-hour shifts, you know. And he's the fire marshal, or whatever you want to call it, of the town, you know, the fire chief, and he'll answer the fire phone, and he'll punch a little button, and it'll make a recording, and it says, you know, and this is the way he talks. There's a car on fire down there by the West End grocery store. And it just repeats, you know, it's a repeating tape. And everybody that's on a volunteer fire department, their phone rings. A real quick little tring, 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 tring. And you answer it, and this thing is constantly telling you in case you pick up in the middle of it or something, you know, it's a car on fire, you know, John Smith's house. And so everybody just hops in their vehicles, turns on their red lights, and, you know, drives to John Smith's house, hops in their, you know, their hot suit, puts their boots on, and goes in there and fights the fire, you know, because by that time the trucks are already there, you know, and they hook up. You know, it's fantastic. It's amazing. But it's a fire truck, and a lot of people's way of seeing it.
So you don't make a distinction, say, if it's a truck that pumps water or water with alarm ladders?
Mm.
You don't say pumper truck? No.
If you see it coming, it's a fire truck.
Or hook and ladder?
No.
Have you ever seen the type that's designed to fight fires in, well,
in buildings? Or? Yes, right. Well, one of these is, you know, you can hook the booming bucket to it. Yeah. Well, it's just a...
Just a fire truck,
you know.
What about
a
snorkel truck, you familiar with?
Nah, a snorkel to me is what you put on your face when you go in the water and want to breathe, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What about this type of thing that you see going to, well, in a cardiac case, maybe a van that's going to handle that?
It's just an ambulance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know.
Do you have anything like that?
We have them, and, you know, they're equipped with everything. Now we have... I can't think of the real name of it, but it's some type of, it's an ambulance service, you know, and people on duty at all times, and they have all of the CPR equipment and everything in there, you know. Well, of course, you don't need equipment for CPR except two people, right? One in some cases, but I mean, they have everything in there to keep you in as good a shape as possible until they get you to the hospital.